Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and unfortunately, this past week, we lost somebody to a cyberbullying tragedy, and I'm going to let Steve Kane tell everybody a little bit more about this Japanese girl that was only 22 years old that took her life because she was cyberbullied.
Yeah. Her name was Hana Kimura. Now, she was not just a professional wrestler, but she was also a reality TV star. Now, she was working for the Japanese women's promotion Stardom, which, of course, is where Bea Priestley and many Toni Storm, many other top women wrestlers have wrestled in Japan over the course of the last few years. Now, she was also the daughter of another former professional wrestler, Kyoko Kimura. Now, Terrace House is somewhat a show kind of along the lines of Big Brother or one of the MTV franchises where all these people, and in this case three men and three women, live in a house. But it's a little more detailed because they all work their regular day jobs, and they also get involved in personal romantic relationships with each other. Now, this was the version that she was in was shot in Tokyo. This is the fifth installment of this show. So apparently what happened was that there was a scene in the show where Hannah got into a little bit of a verbal altercation with another one of the cast members. And because of that, that's when the cyberbullying started. She was receiving messages online, hate-filled messages, telling her, that she really shouldn't be around. What happened was apparently the male washed his clothes in when the outfit that she wore apparently at Wrestle Kingdom was in the washer, put it in the dryer, which ruined the outfit. She got upset, gave him a slap, and that's when the hate messages started. Earlier that day, I'm not going to go into details. I've read a lot of the detailed information, and I'm not going to go into that because I don't want to glorify it. But she had posted pictures that were very symbolic. She spoke about her depression. Then she posted one that said, "I don't want to be a human anymore. It was a life I wanted to be loved. Thank you, everyone. I love you. Bye." And that was the last letter. That was the last thing that she had posted. Kairi Sane, who, of course, American wrestling fans obviously know because she currently works for WWE, also was a friend of hers because they had worked together in Stardom. And so she contacted another wrestler from the promotion and said, "Oh, hey, along the lines of something's wrong with Hana, please check on her." And I'm pulling that up right now. She called the wrestler Jungle Kiona, and Jungle Kiona arrived at Hana Kimura's house 4 a.m. Saturday, and apparently she's the one who found Hannah's body.
Wow.
And apparently, as this story is in fact developing, even literally as we're talking, Sean, I'm pulling stuff up that is getting reported now in the Japanese papers. She had apparently left several suicide notes inside her room. One of them addressed to her mother saying, "Thank you for giving birth to me."
That's some hard stuff. And then you've got people like Sunny that want to make light of the whole subject.
Yeah. I'm going to get into this because there's the Diet, which is the Japanese version of Parliament or Congress here in the U.S. The Liberal Democratic Party and the Constitutional Democratic Party, the two parties in Japan, have agreed to start a discussion on establishing a set of rules to prevent cyberbullying. I wish that here in the U.S. we would have that. And it's, yeah, you know, I mean, that says a lot about our failure, Sean, as a society. And, you know, I'm gonna go off on some tangents here tonight on this, because, you know, I mean, you know, you and I both understand this. I mean, we both were bullied as we were younger, and that.
Right.
I had people that bullied me about my looks. I had people that made fun of me about talking back when I was in school about getting into wrestling and that.
Right.
They all thought that Steve's an idiot. It's, you know, it's never gonna happen. Well, and over 30 years later, here I am, still
right.
And that, you know, I mean, I'm lucky. I got past that point. But, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones. Hana Kimura was not. She did not have that. You know, and there are people who sit there and will call her weak for having done that, saying, you know, hey, I've been bullied too, and you can, and I'll let you go ahead in just a second here and talk about that, because that's exactly what Tammy Stitch did, and basically tried to make it all about her. You know,
well, Tammy Stitch has been a poor, miserable fucking cunt for a long, long, long time. You know, I'm going to go back and say this.
John, don't beat around the bush. Tell us what you really think.
I'm going to say this for what it's worth now. The horror stories of how she treated Chris Candido are out there. And that man deserves so much better than what he got putting up with that poor, miserable cunt.
Yeah. Remember, this woman, while she was still living with Chris Candido, was having an affair with Shawn Michaels. And I'm not gonna pull any punches on this with her.
She's been in and out of trouble. In and out of trouble with the law, doesn't know when to keep her mouth shut, and it's been nothing but problems for years.
Yeah.
For years. She sold her WWE Hall of Fame ring because she thought it was a joke. And,
well, she needs the money.
She wants everybody to take her seriously, but She's painted herself into a nice picture where she can't even be taken seriously anymore, because she's nothing more than a miserable fucking cunt that doesn't have anything else better to do than to show her twat on fucking Snapchat. There, I said it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
well,
it's the truth of the matter.
Well, here's, okay. Here is what the thing, and this is the thing. I went to Tammy's page after after the news of what she had posted surfaced. But what Tammy seems to forget is that nothing really dies on the internet.
That's true.
She said this, for the record, I'd probably been bullied and hated on by more a-holes than anyone in my business on social media. I've been called some of the most horrific names and words out there, and if I'm sounding like I'm doing a whiny voice to, you know, to harass her and make fun of her, you better believe I am. I've been called some of the most horrific names and words out there. Not once did I ever think of killing myself over it. I would never give them that much power. What do I do instead? Thrive and make even more money and make them eat their words. Haters give me power. Yeah, what she does is she and her boy toy make porno videos for money. When Ringside News wrote the article, well, she went off on Facebook once again and says here, this time she was even more unhinged and made a false accusation about what we included in our story about the incident. Now, she refers to it as gossip, which is not true. Gossip, by definition, is, quote, relaying details that are not confirmed as being true. And they say she did post that on Facebook, so it wasn't gossip at all. It was reporting a factual occurrence. And so she goes this. Now, and I'm just seeing this, Sean, so I haven't gone to her page yet to look at this. But says, you know what? All you a-holes who want to read gossip websites and believe that's truth, go F yourselves and block yourselves. I made one statement about how I didn't let cyberbullying get to me, and y'all twisted like I put the razor blade to her wrist. Sick piece of white trash. Come the F on already. Get a life, people. I will never stop speaking my mind and the truth. Truth hurts, snowflakes. Oh, that was, she just used a fighting word there. I gotta see if the witch has still got this up on her Facebook. Cause if she does, it'd be interesting to see the backlash this has. Okay, so all right.
Like a coward, she'll post shit like this and then turn around and take it down. She's done it multiple times before. I speak my mind. Well, you speak your mind until somebody calls you on your fucking bullshit, and then you want to delete it like a little bitch.
She's taking this down too, because neither of her two pages have that on it. So
it's pretty fucking sad that she's got to think that low. And, you know, suicide is a real thing. You know, there's multiple numbers across the world that you can call if you're having that kind of problem.
Right. You know what? I'm glad you said that, because I'm gonna pop that number up right now, and I'm going to and I want to make sure we repeat this several times throughout the broadcast tonight. Folks, if you're feeling like something's not quite right, and you're thinking there's no hope, yes, there is hope. Dial 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. And there's somebody available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They'll be more than happy to talk to you, to help you, to get you the help you need so that you don't make the ultimate mistake. And that's exactly what this would be, the ultimate mistake. So, now, I don't know if you had seen that post that I had put up. I think I actually put this up back on Sunday. Let's see. No, actually yesterday. So I don't know if you had seen that, where I ripped into people who said that they were strong enough to not consider suicide when they'd been bullied. So,
well, yeah, that's easy to say, but
yeah,
in the moment,
I don't think
everybody could be as strong as what they say they could be.
Oh, good Lord, no. I mean, that's not possible. That's absolutely not possible. You know, I mean, folks, we're all human. We all take in air. When we cut ourselves, we bleed. When somebody says something hurtful to us, we get upset, and we react, and hopefully you react to the point where you don't take that decision. And to the people who think that bullying is okay, no, it's not. You're a jackass if you think it is. And I've got the guts to say it to your face. So if anybody wants to challenge me on that, I'm not that hard to find. I'm right out here in the Chicago suburbs. I can be very easily traced. Come knock on my door and tell me that. I've only got one good hand, but believe me, when I take the one good hand, I'll take that one good hand and do what I got to do.
Yep. So there's help out there if you need it. This thing could have been avoided. Unfortunately, somebody's life is gone because of it. Whether you say they're weak or whatever you want to say, I will argue with that. I will argue with you on that till the end of time. I don't believe it made her weak. I believe it made her powerless to her situation. And that's often too many times the case.
Yep.
Got some other news about some more people that want to bully, and it's called the Internet Wrestling Community, the IWC. And we had a certain podcaster that thought it would be okay to try to bully Alexa Bliss.
Yep, and we're not going to mention his name either because he doesn't deserve anything except all the crap that is getting thrown at him.
Alexa's boot up his ass. That's all he deserves.
Yep. So, yeah. This is what he did. He compared Alexa Bliss's in-ring performance in one match to having sex with her.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, don't laugh. That's fueling it. That's fueling it.
The nerve of some people, I swear.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, and the people who agree with this, who agree with this guy, they make me think Bobby Heenan was right. And I'm going to paraphrase the late great Brain on this one. Because back in the 80s, Bobby Heenan said the two scariest things about wrestling fans is they can vote and they can breed. And I'm going to add, and they can get on social media.
Well, yeah, because you didn't have every Tom, Dick, and Harry with the fucking internet that, oh, I'm entitled to my opinion.
Yeah.
Fuck
and,
your opinion.
And whose mommy and daddy can afford to get a microphone and a webcam so that he can go out there and do a podcast. Yeah. So. Yeah. So, I'll tell you what, Lexi Kaufman, Alexa Bliss, she started it out, and she was actually more polite than I could have been. I'm pulling her tweet up because I've actually got some of these pages bookmarked. She said, normally I ignore his ignorance because all he wants is to be recognized by bashing me. But ex-freaking excuse me, sir, how dare you discredit my work in such a disgraceful way. Hashtag what a class act. And I responded off my private Twitter account that she was being too respectful to call this guy sir. This guy, I mean, seriously, he done a lot of ripping on Charlotte Flair. He's also ripped Nia Jax, but But his main thing seems to be Charlotte and Alexa, because they're the two blonde, you know, blonde beauties that that Vince has running right now. Braun Strowman, this sad A Mark, talking like he even knows what it's like to share a bed with a woman. He should probably stick to talking about wrestling, because he doesn't know bleep about it either, but at least he can pretend he does. Oh, and eating Hot Pockets his mom makes him. Now, Braun got trashed on this a little bit, and I'll admit that maybe rightfully so, because, of course, y'all, Braun made the mistake a few months ago of ripping on people, about indie guys trying to get people to buy stuff so that they could get, recoup money that they were losing on bookings and that. But then Rhea Ripley, post-disgusting, Keith Lee, yeah, that's a yikes from me. Head up, back straight, lovely. There's a reason you've been here and you know it. Sigh, humans. It would really be cool if we could be better in every way, really. Oh, our good buddy Jay Washington. Excuse me for what I'm about to say, but this is a ho A, lame, goofy A, F boy A virgin if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, that's,
and somebody responded to Jay on that one. He says the amount of wrestlers that have tweeted about this to tell this FT to shut up is kind of amazing. And then he tweets back like he's the victim. What kind of Caucasianacity is happening? Caucasianacity. I like that word. It's pretty good. Kendra Lust. People like him just want your attention, and like a kid who isn't getting any will lash out to get any attention. He would never approach you in person because he is the troll who acts tough online. In fact, actually, Rebel from Impact, and most recently making an appearance on AEW. Hey, JD. Whoops, I didn't mean to say that. Ever heard of Hana Kimura? Think about it. Stop the bullying. Alexa had also said that, let's see if I can pull that one. Let's see, where is that one? Yeah, okay. Because, she trashed him out some more. She says, he's been blocked forever on my end. He's just one of those people who talks crap behind a microphone while waiting in line for pictures at Access. And now the perpetual victim is upset because he says, my mom and dad just called me, harassing phone calls, texts all night into this morning, all stemming from yesterday. I urge you all to stop. When my family gets involved and their information gets thrown at me because of what you think of me, you cross the effing line. Yeah, right. Sorry, kid. You crossed the line there, boy. Paige said, and pulling that up, so give me just a second here on that one, because she came up with a good one. And of course Paige knows about being cyberbullied, because when those private cell phone videos got hacked and leaked out, she got uh, she got ripped up one side and down the other. And she says, this is the problem right here. He's one of the problems. Cyberbullying is not okay, and to this extent, too, what a disgrace. And I'm assuming he's supposed to be a reporter of some sorts. Shame on you. Mm-mm. Your work is incredible, Alexa Bliss. Pay no mind to ignorance like this. Well, Sonya Deville, she said it real simple. I'm waiting for it to run up here because she just made one sentence, and Sonya Deville is not somebody that I'd want to cross the line with. And she said, I pray I run into this dude one day. And there were people who were offering to help chip in for bail money if she does. So
I believe it.
This Mark is a marked man. So that's the whole thing right there in a nutshell. And then this guy tries to come off like he's the victim. Everybody thinks that because they got social media now, let's harass some big celebrity and that. I mean, I've seen this on Instagram with the Bennetts, Sean. Especially Maria. That poor woman, who I don't know where she's at in terms of her current pregnancy, but she was posting up pictures that showed what she looked like pre-pregnancy, and there were people out there saying, you're a mother, you shouldn't be posting those kind of pictures. Now, how does Michael allow you to do that kind of stuff? I mean, it's like you people are just unreal. Unreal. So.
Society is just getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Honestly, I would not, if Twitter went belly up tomorrow, if Facebook went belly up tomorrow, I mean, not that it's going to happen, folks, but if they did, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. I'd go back to sitting around and playing solitaire on computer, just like I used to do back in the old days of Windows 95.
Well, not only that, you would be able to communicate with somebody by picking up the telephone, not through
right.
all of this, what have you. You'd actually get somewhere in a conversation.
Yeah.
So people don't do that anymore. Let's send a text message. Let's send a message over Facebook. We have these things called telephones, but they're not used for that anymore. They're used for everything but that. Well, I think it's time for our headliner story for the night. We've talked about some pretty controversial subjects, and it's about to get even more controversial.
Well, we're not
because
gonna stop.
There was some things that were brought to my attention this morning that unfortunately will not go away.
Well, at least not for the person involved.
Former NBWA promoter sentenced to 8 to 20 years in prison. In a story that was brought to the attention of the St. Louis wrestling community this past Saturday, Central Illinois Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer and former New Breed Wrestling Alliance promoter, the Don Cato Morales, was indicted as one of five men charged for their roles in running unlicensed businesses operating as illegal houses of prostitution in November of 2018. For his role, Thomas Lightson's charges includes 19 counts, one count of racketeering, one count of racketeering conspiracy, four counts of pandering, four counts of living from the earnings of a prostitute, four counts of a place of person in a house of prostitution, and five counts of money laundering. According to the statement made from the Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt's office, two massage parlors in Las Vegas were shut down after it was discovered the shops were front for illegal prostitution houses. In September 2019, after pleading guilty, Thomas Lightson was sentenced to a minimum of 8 years and a maximum of 20 years in prison. New Breed Wrestling Alliance was retired in 2011, where Morales had his final wrestling match against Harker Dirge and was inducted into the Central Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. In early 2012, prior to his move to Nevada, he had considering opening a new promotion in that state, but it never materialized. Two of the men charged died before entering their pleas, one of which, this is going to be a fun fucking name to say, Jeff U. Quang Lin had a prior conviction in Houston, Texas for running a brothel in 2007. So,
And the thing is this, okay, in Vegas, prostitution is illegal. But just across the line in Clark County, it is legal. That's where the world-famous Bunny Ranch is located. So, that shows how stupid criminals are. I mean, he could have done this legally just a few miles away. But no, he puts it in Vegas.
Well, you know what they say about Vegas.
What happens in Vegas gets reported to the police department.
Well, he'll be. Where I was going to go with this was what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and he'll be staying in Vegas for a very long time. Minimum of 8 years, maximum of 20.
And I have been told that his Hall of Fame has been revoked. They will no longer recognize him as a Hall of Fame member for these actions because this is just deplorable. You can't glorify a thing like that. There's a lot that has been happening. We need to talk about this because this is where I want to end with tonight. We were going to schedule for 90 minutes, but I am sitting here and my energy is being sucked out of me as we speak, and I don't mean that in any kind of sexual manner. I just mean that it's been a very long day, and I don't have the energy to carry on with this for another 45 minutes. So we're going to end with this. I don't believe that what AEW did with Matt Hardy in the Stadium Stampede match with the pool was in good taste at all, especially considering that it had not even been fully a week since we lost Shad Gaspard. I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, it was a great Matt Hardy angle. Well, it might have been, but the timing of it, the taste that it left in people's mouths was not something that was pleasant and shouldn't have been done that close to a guy in the wrestling business legitimately drowning while trying to save his son. It was in poor, poor taste. Whoever thought that thing up,
well,
you don't get any brownie points from
me. Well, you know what, though? We have to look at this way, Sean. It was probably, you know, there was probably obviously the match itself was plotted out several weeks ago. We know that this match was previously recorded. So we don't know how long ago it was recorded in connection with Shad's unfortunate drowning. Should they have edited that part out? Yeah, very likely. They should have. I'll be honest. I didn't even think about it until you had brought it up. Okay. So when it happened, that point didn't even cross my mind. To think after after you talking about it, yeah, they probably, should have made a rush at it on Saturday. They did have the full day to do that.
I just think that was in very bad taste. Because I didn't even think about it at first. I was listening to a couple podcasts today, and I heard a couple people talk about it, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, you sit back and look at that, and you're shit.
You and I didn't think that either.
My brother had brought it up right away. He had brought it up right when he turned the pay-per-view on. He said this is not okay. And I didn't think anything of it while it's happening live, but then you get somebody to point it out to you and you're like, man, that probably that was not an okay thing to do. Whether they meant it or not, you can't do that. You know, that it's like everybody making light of this suicide situation. You just can't do that. You can't do it. Now, we do know that the reason Hikaru Shida did win the belt on Saturday was to pay homage to Hana Kimura.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
Give
them credit because they, they definitely said the right things Saturday night, especially Excalibur. When they made a valid point on this.
This whole thing has been a whirlwind, and it's not going away anytime soon. And unfortunately, the situations that are surrounding the world right now, not only the United States, but other parts of the country, they're making it very tough for people to not suffer from depression or, things like that.
It's not been easy. You hear reports about people with mental health issues going all the time right now, and it's difficult because yes, as a world we have been in lockdown for practically 3 months.
Yep.
So that gets difficult. It wears and tears your mind. And that.
It's not easy times that we live in, and unfortunately with the way that people train their kids and the blubbering buffoon that we have in the White House, it's not making things any easier. It's making it 1,000 times harder. And it's one of those things where the whole country, the whole world needs help, but the whole world don't know who to turn to. And this is not a religious speech. This is saying that as a society, we have fucked up, and we have fucked up for quite some time. When we will let somebody cyber bully somebody into the suicide, we know that this planet is far beyond fucked, beyond recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
That's all there is to it. And we are the cruelest beings on this planet, and we're also the stupidest. And I say that with love.
Yep.
As much as possible, but we have the stupidest fucking race on this planet for the shit that we allow to go on. Shame on us for all of that, but there's shit that goes on this planet that should never go on, and
sometimes
we just go about our daily lives,
If Planet of the Apes wouldn't be a good thing to have.
And we
are their slaves because we sure haven't done a great job of it.
Well. All right. Well, I think it's time that we tell everybody about what they can look forward to on a special edition of Wrestling Authority Radio this Thursday.
Yes. We will have ECW original Tommy Cairo. Might try to grab some other ECW people. I'm going to make some calls tomorrow and maybe see if I can put a few people's ears to attention. And that we know that one person who has already been a guest of this show is looking to get some more time on a few places in that. And he is aware of it. I might just go ahead and give him a call tomorrow and just say, that invitation is very definitely open. And that I don't want to name any names just because I don't want to say, hey, we've talked to this person, that person from ECW and that, and then situations occur where they're not able to come on and join us. But we will have Tommy Cairo on And like I say, he's a really super guy. We, you know, again, the first and only time so far that we've spoken on the phone, we were on with each other for about 30 minutes, and it was a fantastic conversation. I can't wait for you and Katie to be able to get to talk to him.
Not only that, but we have good news that we can report at this time. This past season of Dark Side of the Ring was the highest rated show on Vice TV to date, which means that it has already been renewed for season 3. It will make air, they are saying, in March or April of 2021. I don't like having to wait that long. I know you don't either, but it takes time to
film
and edit.
Well, I don't know. This season put me through the ringer. I think that I could use a little bit of a breather. Oh, because I'm not sure what they're going to come up with for next season. But if they put me any more through the ringer like they did this year, yeah.
It has been one of the best series to come forward on the unfortunate mishaps in professional wrestling, and there are going to be a lot more to be told. There are going to be a lot more to be told in season 3, and I don't know, man. They keep uncovering so much of this to be able to bring to us, and you get some people out there, well, I already knew that story. Okay, well, you still need to watch this, because I guarantee you there are going to be things that come out in Dark Side of the Ring that you, as even the most
right
detailed researcher, are not going to know about.
Right. I mean, y'all, we're in the business, and you know, and there's people that were in these episodes, and at least, you know, and in the case, of course, of Hawk, somebody who I was a friend with, I found out things that I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what they're going to continue to do with
right
this.
There.
They're going to continue to do stuff like this, and I hate to say it, but they're going to continue to make Vince McMahon look like an asshole until he's in the grave.
Yeah.
That's just all there is to that. It's, you know, there's plenty more to uncover about Vince and, as
yeah,
I call it, his million-dollar briefcase.
Yep.
I mean, if we knew everything every piece of trouble that man has gotten out of with that briefcase, I bet all of our heads would explode.
Yep. I'm sure.
Because that briefcase has come into play more times than not, I guarantee it. And everybody goes, Sean, you know, you talk about wanting to work for one of the bigger companies. I don't know that I could work for that man, because the shit that I have learned about that company, no way.
Exactly.
I don't think I could do it.
And I've got
There are too many things that they have covered up for decades, half a century, if not longer than that, and it's bullshit. And
yep.
I could not in good faith work for somebody that thinks that all of their problems can go away because they have this million-dollar briefcase. And it doesn't, I'm sure it still happens to this day. It does not happen as much today as what it did 20 years ago. Or 30 years ago. Because when he first had that briefcase, when his father died and all of that money got laid into his hands, he made every little problem in the world that could follow him go away with that briefcase, including the steroid trial.
Yep.
Because I am willing to bet that that steroid trial went the way that it did because this juror and that juror were paid off. I'm willing to bet on it. So,
yeah,
Thursday
I'm,
night,
you know, hey,
Cairo.
I'm not gonna deny that that could happen.
With all of the connections that Vince has, going back to Trump, he has more adversaries in this country than what we know about. He has more connections in this country than what AT&T did when they were the greatest telephone company in this country.
Yep.
And that's the truth of the matter. He's got connections out there that have run deep for so long that he can get out of any ounce of trouble in any state that he walks into. And it's sad. But you also have AEW I'm not going to call it the greatest thing that I've ever seen because looking back in retrospect at some of it today and listening to some of the people that I listen to religiously, there were some valid points that were brought up about that pay-per-view that we're going to discuss at some point. But overall, there was some good to it, there was some bad to it, and there was some downright ugly to that pay-per-view. Looking back at it in retrospect. And, you know, the match that I have to praise, obviously, is going to be Jungle Boy and MJF. That is what they need to focus on. They need to get rid of the comedy bullshit that they're doing. Some of the shit that's going on with the Hardys and the Elite, the Inner Circle, and all of that. Do away with that. Put your focus on having more matches like what you delivered Saturday night between MJF and Jungle Boy, and they will win over the crowd. That's all there is to it. That was a wrestling match. That is what the people that are tuning into AEW want to see more of. The ladder match, they took everything that was bad with Money in the Bank and tried to cash in on it in their way. And it didn't work. Brian Cage will be getting a future title shot. We don't know when because they announced it this week. I don't know why the fuck they're doing this because this makes no goddamn sense whatsoever. But you have Brian Cage that just won the Casino Royale for a future title shot. And you're having a number one contendership battle royal tomorrow night on Dynamite. So
That's for the TNT title, Sean.
That was
announced a week ago. So, all right, now we're losing focus. We're going off. We need to, you know, we said we were going to end. So let's bring this to the logical conclusion. Once again, folks, if you're out there and you're feeling down, depressed, you're feeling like there's no hope, please don't hesitate. Call this number, 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Call it without delay. There is somebody there that will talk to you, that will help you, that will get you with somebody that can get you back on track. There's hope. There is hope.
Hotline in every country. There's one for Japan. If you're in Canada, you can Google. Yes, we know that Google works in all parts of the world. You can use Google, and you can find that number no matter what country you're in.
Yes. Yes.
So that's the point. AEW Dynamite tomorrow night, as well as NXT
There'll be exciting things on both, I'm sure. We'll be back here Thursday night with a guest, and we want to remind everybody to be safe out there.
Yes.
There are a lot of you that are, there are a lot of,
wear a mask.
There are a lot of you that are in parts of the country that are getting ready to reopen. And that does not mean that we need to disobey all of the things that we have learned about this virus over the last 2 to 3 months. You need to continue to be safe and wash your hands, cover your mouth, you know, everything that we have been taught about this, you need to continue to follow. But
social distancing, all of it.
We will be back here Thursday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, and just do us all a favor for the next couple days. Be kind to one another.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that's all I ask, because
yep,
we live in some dark times. And you don't know if you could be the difference in making someone's day brighter or that much more of a horrible event. So,
yeah.
Again, if you need the help, get it. And we will see you all back here on Thursday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.